And now, the life of Mary Southern. Daddy Stratford's hotel was the scene of much excitement in yesterday's chapter. Cheney, a gambler who was wanted by the police, unexpectedly appeared and asked Daddy for a room. Cheney has made two visits to Sanders within the past couple of weeks, and the last time he saw Mary, he asked her advice as to whether or not he should give himself up. Mary was helpless to advise him, and although this sounds strange, consider the situation. Max, Mary's husband, became involved in the gambling syndicate of which Cheney was a member through his efforts to apprehend the ringleaders. The police arrested Max, but he was released on bail, awaiting the time that Cheney is recaptured. When this time comes, Max must return to jail for trial. At this particular date, that would be a calamity, because Max has just closed a business proposition that requires his whole attention, and they're very much in need of money for Phyllis, his invalid sister, who is being treated by a famous doctor. Now, with Cheney once again on the scene, we don't know what will happen. It is the same evening, a few minutes after Cheney walked into the lobby of Daddy's hotel. Mary and Max are in their home, unaware of what has happened.
Hey, Toots. Where's my pipe?
No, it's on the table, Max.
Where, Mary?
Right there, dear.
Hey, that's not mine. Who you been entertaining?
Oh, some handsome fella. I can't tell you.
Now, quit kidding. Who's this?
I don't know, dear. Well, maybe it belongs to John. Didn't he have one last night?
Oh, yeah. You say he was so excited talking about Cheney, he must have forgotten.
John made me feel ashamed of myself, Max.
Well, he said more than he had to. I'm a little sore about it, too. Here, move over, Tuts, and let me sit down.
He was right, though.
Huh?
Every word he said. I was all wrong in what I did. I should never have let Mr. Cheney leave. Especially when he wanted to return to jail.
Don't blame yourself, Toots. The whole thing was so cockeyed, nobody knew what was right or wrong.
Well, if he ever did come back again, Max, we'd have to give him up.
Yeah, but let's not figure on it. Cheney's a funny guy, Mary. He's liable to go to Africa or something.
I'll get it, dear. I think it's Phyllis. She said she was going to call.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes, Daddy. We're both here. How are you? What? Why, sure you can speak to Max. Just a minute. Daddy wants to talk to you, Max.
Well, couldn't he say to you?
Evidently not. He sounded upset.
I must have lost a couple of games of checkers with Torrens. Hi, Daddy. What's on your mind? Huh? He is. Yeah, when do you get there? Yeah, sure I will. I'll be right over.
Anything wrong, dear?
Yeah, you keep him there, will you? Tell him I'm coming. Okay, so long.
What is it, dear?
Cheney's at the hotel. He just came in. And Daddy don't know what to do with him.
Something told me he'd come back. Are you going over there now?
Sure. What else could I do?
Nothing, Max. This time we've got to face it.
Who's out there?
It's me, Max. Let me in.
Well, how are you, pal? Come on in. I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. See, you got back, Cheney.
Yeah. I couldn't stay away. Sit down.
Thanks.
Kind of mad that I busted in again, Max? Can't blame you.
No, I haven't anything to be sore about. You're running your own life.
Oh, I've done a swell job on it so far. Kind of down a one-way street by the look of things.
Well, you can always turn around and come back up.
Come back? Say, that's terrific. I thought Mrs. Sanders told you that.
Well, I don't know if she said it that way, but that's the way she feels.
You mean she thinks I ought to give myself up and take whatever they hand me?
Yeah, and I think the same thing.
Oh, gosh, that takes a load off my mind.
What do you mean it takes a load off your mind?
Well, that's what I came back for. I decided to give myself over. I certainly felt like a heel doing it.
You shouldn't have felt like that, Cheney. It's okay.
Listen, you're putting on a terrific front, but don't you suppose I know how tough it is? You've been plugging away in this burg trying to get yourself set, and I come in and blow up the works.
Well, so what? It had to happen sometime.
No. If I'd have been a regular guy, I'd have skipped for good. But, well, I couldn't take it, pal. I was too soft.
You don't have to alibi. I know what you've been going through. I was a mug myself until Mary got a hold of me.
It's a wonderful little woman, Max. You know, maybe this sounds dizzy, but she's the reason I came back and the reason I didn't want to come back.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You'll have to write that one out. I ain't fast on puzzles.
Well, look. I knew it'd just about break her heart to have you drag through that trial with me. So that's why I beat it. But then driving along them dark roads with nobody to give a darn if I lived or died, it got me to thinking. Thinking of her in a different way. I thought to myself, if a monkey like Max can get a swell wife like her, maybe if I get myself cleared up, I can do the same thing, see?
Yeah, well, I don't go for that monkey part, but you got the right idea about marrying and settling down. That's the thing to do, Cheney, and you won't regret it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And I was kind of worried about your sister. Oh, being around when she first got sick, and Papa Mrs. Sanders talked that high-class doctor into coming here, made me in on everything. I want to see if she's getting better.
Well, she can't be all cured, Jenny, but the doc's got some kind of treatments that'll fix her, so she'll be able to use crutches.
Oh. Well, it's better than pushing around the wheelchair, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, it ain't so hot, but anyway, she'll get places by herself.
Oh, sure. Well, I guess that covers everything.
Yeah.
Maybe we better get going, huh?
What's the we for?
That just like me. I didn't tell you how I got things mapped out. You're capturing me, cowboys and Indians, eh?
Now, skip the cowboys and Indians. I didn't do any capturing, and let's not argue about it.
Well, you're big dope. That's the whole idea.
What?
I wouldn't come back and hand myself in. Then you would be in a spot. I figured if you turn me over to the sheriff, you'd get off easy.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't you tell me once before how I felt about this phony hero business?
That was late at night. You were sleepy. You weren't thinking straight.
I knew what I was talking about. Now, wait a minute. You may have said something, but I knew what I was talking about. What a fine guy I'd be to let people pat me on the back for something that I didn't do.
This ain't no time to get religion, Max. You gotta do it.
No, nothing doing. Nothing doing.
Look, pal, they're gonna be so happy to get me, they'll probably let you all free. Oh, now, come on, Maxie. You ain't anxious to sit in the clink for a couple of years, are you?
And they couldn't send me up anyway. I was trying to bust up that gambling ring. They got me by mistake.
Oh, yeah, sure. But you'd have to prove it. Brother, there's plenty of circumstantial evidence that's going to point against you.
I'm still not guilty, and they'll find that out.
Oh, sure. I once knew a guy they hanged, and then they found out he wasn't guilty. He said he was awful sorry.
Well, that don't happen very often.
That's what this poor guy said. Before he got the rope.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Attaboy, Maxie. I want to get you a little steamed up and look better in the picture. Here, you take this.
So what's the idea of handing me your gun?
You've got to hold me until the police get here. Have Pop call the newspaper photographers. We'll get a swell picture.
Oh, you're nuts. I told you that I was going to do this.
I'm telling you that you are.
Say, you can't tell me what I'm going to do.
Max, quit waving that gun. It's loaded.
Since when did you ever carry a gun with bullets in it?
Well, I had to load it up so it looked right for you to capture me, didn't I?
Well, you went to plenty of trouble deciding what I was going to do. Now I'm going to tell you what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
You're going to march yourself down to the sheriff's office and give yourself up.
Oh, no, I ain't. You're going to do
it. Come on, get going. Get going.
No, I won't.
I said move.
Hey, what's the idea of sticking that rod in my ribs? I tell you, it's loaded.
I'm darn glad it is, because if you don't do what I tell you, it may go off.
Max, you ain't serious about
yeah.
that. You wouldn't take my own gun, the gun I have to give you to capture me, and then use it to force me to give myself up? Hey, that's melodrama.
That's just what I'm doing, pal. I'm going to escort you down to the station house, but you're going in alone.
This is a turnabout play as ever we've seen one. Poor Cheney, with the best intentions in the world, set the stage for Max to capture him. And then Max not only refused to be, as he said, a phony hero, but used Cheney's own gun to force the gambler into giving himself up. Well, it seems to be a good idea, but just remember, Max hasn't Cheney at the police station yet. If you'll pardon our taking liberties with the old phrase, there may be many a slip between the hotel and the station house.